would be bacon after it's cooked.
Mm-hmm. Before bacon was sliced, what was the usual unit you got bacon in?
Oh, the chunk or by the slicer, I mean by the side or half a side, mm-hmm. quarter of a side.
What's the outside part of the bacon you have to, do you have any term for sliced bacon as opposed to this kind of bacon? Yeah, I guess not. Okay. How about, what do you have to cut off of the side of bacon to, before you can use it?
Rind?
Yeah. Did you ever, know of people that, deliberately let milk go sour and then ate it? Have a term for that? For,
cheese?
Okay, well, before it becomes cheese,
Sour milk. Sour.
It'd just be sour milk?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be clabbered milk or anything?
Clabbered milk, yeah.
Clabbered milk, okay. How about the next stage beyond clabbered milk would be,
beets. It'd be ready to go for cottage cheese then.
Yeah, yeah. Would you have any other term for cottage cheese other than that one? Okay. If you have a sweet liquid that you serve with a pudding, what would you call that liquid?
Syrup.
Okay. You wouldn't call it sauce or anything, or maybe that's something different. You wouldn't call it dip.
No.
Okay.
But sauce, I've heard that used.
Mm-hmm. If you're eating something and it's not mealtime, you say you're just having a
piece of snack.
Mm-hmm. When do you usually? This is not a nosy question. This is an impression. When do you usually eat? What are your regular meal times and the names for the different meals?
Usually eat breakfast, eat dinner, and eat supper.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm mingling with other people. Still have dinner twice a day. Dinner at noon, dinner in the evening.
Is there any difference in the size of the meal between these?
In this house, breakfast is very small,
mm-hmm.
and the noon meal isn't too large. Evening meal is probably the larger of the two.
Mm-hmm. So you'd call it supper even though it's...
Yeah.
Okay. If you have regular coffee, not instant coffee, what's the term used to describe getting the liquid stuff you drink?
Depending on the pot you've got. If you got a percolator, you perk your coffee. Mm-hmm. You got a drippulator, it's drip coffee.
Do you have a more general term that you'd use?
Make coffee.
Okay. Do they ever have any sort of deep dish apple pie? A term for that?
Cobbler.
Okay. If you were thirsty, you might say, could you give me a
drink?
Or another way of saying that, could you give me a, to ask exactly what you want, you'd say, I'd like a...
Give me a glass.
A glass of what?
Well, whatever I ask for.
Okay, we'll see.
It'd be tea, okay. Cup of coffee.
Okay. Would you ever use the word tumbler?
No.
Okay. All right. If you had, I was thinking on this. If this is okay, if we could we just let this go to the end of this reel?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd guess probably a half hour is what that is on there. We'll run us up to about 11 o'clock and after. If you had guests to dinner and you wanted them to